Hey, everybody, wake up. Wake up. Hey, everybody. Wake up. No more Mr. Nice Guys. We're here to teach you about Google Ads. School is in session. Sit up straight. Wake up. And welcome to the Paid Search Podcast. Chris.
All business.
You look wonderful. You look gorgeous. I love your outfit today.
Not important.
Black t-shirt showing off the muscles. How's it going?
I was good until you have called my clothing, my shirt, an outfit for the second week in a row. I want to officially put a request in that you stop. I don't know if we have an HR, but I'm going to submit that to HR. Don't call it an outfit.
Okay. I'll call it an outfit. Okay. It's just we record the show on Thursdays, as everybody who knows. Real Housewives of New Jersey comes out on Wednesday nights.
Ah.
And every time they greet each other, a hug, a kiss, oh my gosh, your outfit, you look gorgeous. And I'm always like, it'd be funny if I told Chris that. And last week it was funny.
Yeah.
But this week it was the second time. No, yeah. Not funny anymore.
No.
So Chris, I'm all business today. I'm into this. I got a good topic here, but I have to let people in behind the scenes when we started the show. But first, let me ask you, how are you? Doing good?
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm amazing. How are your windows? Your windows all fixed?
No, they're on their way to being fixed, along with two roofs.
Oh gosh.
So, and we'll talk about that in Patreon. I've
big
got a
house.
New outlook on life, and it's helping me. Helping me handle.
You guys think Jason has one roof? He has double that. He has two roofs.
Ha ha ha. Okay, so Chris, I had to tell you before the show, and you know, we're just open about the show. We do a little production on air sometimes, and I was sick of it today. I couldn't take it anymore. This is a show.
It's normal.
This is an event. I prepare for it. I do 400 push-ups, and I listen to Charlie Puth, One Call Away, every week.
Okay.
Every week. And then I get on here, and I have to listen to, I'm not going to make a judgment call on the music, but it's some weird, heavy, I'm not going to make a judgment call.
Yeah, you just did.
Well, this one's accurate. It's some angry, heavy metal music.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think anger's a fair word. And Chris, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if a lot of people who listen to this show know this, but if you know what you're doing in this world, what you say can impact what actually happens in your life.
Yep.
And what you listen to, the music you listen to, can drastically influence your mood and your outlook and your decisions and what happens.
Oh.
So every week I get on here, I do my 400 push-ups, I eat my two cheese sticks, and I listen to Charlie Puth, One Call Away, and I'm ready to go, and I'm ready to deliver the show that I've delivered for years that people love, that had a time when we had this Jimmy character, and I timed that like the best timing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I brought it. I introduced it to the show. It worked. No one except me knew why it worked. And then when it was time for it to go, I let it go. And I miss it. I know a lot of people miss it. But you know what's weird, Chris? I get a lot more calls from listeners of the show who want to work with me now that I dropped the Jimmy. A lot more like they set up a call. And then like a few minutes into the call, oh, by the way, we listen to the podcast, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We know you from that. Wasn't getting that so much during the Jimmy years. But
that's what it was. Everybody's
it had to
out.
Go. It had to go.
Yeah.
It had to go.
Can understand.
But you
that.
Know, but you know, Chris, the last month or so I get on here and then I hear that music and it really influences me.
Yeah.
And I had to convey to you before the show, I'm serious. That has to stop.
You did.
It has to stop. So I tested you. I told you if I put on my headphones, I was speaking into my microphone. If I put on my headphones and I hear that music,
you said you were out. You said you were out.
I said, I'm never doing this again. And you had this big joke face on. You were like, oh, yeah, sure, sure. And you were acting like you were rocking out to that kind of music. But I believed in you. I had faith in you. And I put on my headphones, and I didn't hear that music. And I'm never going to hear it again when I get on here.
Hmm.
And that's that. So thank you. Little improvements to our show like that.
That's how much I value you in this show is... when I don't have music playing, I continue to not have music playing just so that you'll be comfortable. I did that for you.
Thank you. Chris, today we're going to be talking about the three keyword match types in Google Ads.
Yes, I hope so.
Phrase match.
I was wondering if you're
phrase match.
Going to get to that.
Exact match and broad match.
And broad, okay.
If you think you know what you're doing with Google Ads.
Oh, boy.
if you've been doing Google Ads for a long time, you're like, why am I listening to a podcast about the three keyword match types in Google Ads?
Oh, boy.
All I can tell you is I strongly recommend, and this isn't coming from anybody else. This is coming from me. So if you knew what you were doing, you would listen to my recommendations. And that goes for everybody in life, by the way, for other people listening to the show. Everybody.
Yeah.
I strongly recommend that you stick around and review the three keyword match types in Google Ads, because as you will come to see, it will be very interesting how we define those these days.
Yeah. Yeah. If I were to give you a quiz on what Google defines these three match types as, I bet you'd get that quiz wrong. You're going to be surprised. So definitely stick right here, because we've got some good stuff to share. And before we jump into that, I want to remind you about our wonderful sponsor who makes this show possible. And we want you to go give them a try, because they support us. So we want you to support our sponsors. Opteo, spelled OPTEO.com. Then you put a slash PSP2. That is the special URL where you can try our favorite smart, powerful software that is designed to make your life easier. You can automate your routine Google Ads tasks. And that's what you're really here for, right? You're listening to the show because you want to be more efficient. You want to get more done and move on. Either get more clients, get a raise from your boss, or maybe you're managing campaigns for your own business. Get more clients for yourself instead of just managing more clients for your agency. Whatever it is, Opteo has the key to help you get more done. Get those regular tasks done. It is the software designed to help you make sure, did I leave the sink going when I left this morning? It's that kind of feeling. You know, in Google Ads, if you wonder, gosh, something's not working right, there's some kind of problem, there's some kind of issue, this or that, that's what the software helps you to make sure. Is there some critical issue you're missing? What's the priority number one that you need to look at this morning and then move on with your day? That's the kind of stuff you want to get to, and Opteo helps you get there. OPTEO.com/PSP2 for an 8-week free trial.
Okay, thanks, Chris. So we've got some news for this show, the search news segment, and that article I found is going to influence what we're going to be talking about today. So we'll have a link to both the Google documents we talk about today and also this SE Roundtable link, Search Engine Roundtable article that kind of spawned things here. So Chris, I was doing some research for today's show, looking for some, if there were any updates about Google Ads, any news, and I came across a link to this article that basically said, Google Ads exact match loosened up a bit. And I was like, what is this, 2019, 2020? Yeah. Like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know.
Duh. Expand, like the expansion, whatever. But as I read through the article, and they had some screenshots from the Google Ads help document, which we'll be talking about today, it did seem like there was some new news here. And then once I got to the document, I was like, wow, there's news about all three match types. But let's just, for the sake of this article, I'll just read a little bit. They say this comes from a help document that shows this graphic where Google shows examples of exact match, saying, quote, ads may show on searches that are the same meaning or same intent as the keyword. Of the three keyword matching options, exact match gives you the most control over who sees your ad. Exact match is designated with brackets, and then they give you an example, which we'll get into in the main part of the show. Anytime Google uses the word meaning and intent, same meaning and intent,
yeah,
that's always just a time where you kind of want to wake up and go, okay, what's going on? We have an update to our keyword match types, and this will greatly impact my campaigns, because every campaign I run pretty much does include exact match keywords. So Chris, let me ask you this about the news link, seroundtable.com, and we'll have a link in the description. Google Ads exact match loosened up a bit. Just one question about that. Did you have the same reaction as me where you were like, Yeah, I know. Mm. Obviously, we've already talked about this. Were you like, why is he sending me this? What was your reaction?
Well, I knew because I've, as with last week's episode and an episode all the way back into late 2020, I mean, I've discussed myself my interpretation of keywords because I think you have to rethink keywords. So I knew, I'm with you, I knew something was different, but what surprised me is what you sent me and what's linked in the article is what Google's official language is on what those keywords mean. That's what was shocking to me.
And in the Search Engine Roundtable article, I think they do reach out. Let me just verify this to a Google. Yeah, so someone who works at Google, and they say, hey, what do you have any details about this? And they said, it basically reflects the 2018 update to exact match close variants to include same meaning or same intent. There we go again, meaning and intent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think from this is someone who works at Google. From Google's point of view, I think they're saying, at least with exact match, this reflects the change we made in 2018. Not much has changed. But I think for people like you and I, it does feel a little bit different because of some of this language they're using now, which they've clarified, which we'll get into in the help document here.
Yeah. It's that's what I was hinting at the top of the show is if I were to give our listeners a quiz and ask them, what's a broad match? If I put a broad match in, what's going to happen? What's a phrase? What's an exact? I mean, 90% of you are going to say phrase means that the word has to match that phrase. If you put red shoes, it has to have red shoes in the search term, right? And that's probably
Chris,
what
that's
I would
because
have said.
They've been doing Google Ads for a long time, and they're very smart people. They want to learn. They want to educate themselves as much as possible. You don't know where you're going unless you know where you've been. And that's why you need to go to PageSearchPodcast.com, click to the archive store, and you can purchase and listen to our first 100 episodes. You got to know where you were to know where you're going. And one interesting thing you can do when you listen to those early episodes from 2016, from 2017, and I think 2018, you can see the evolution of these match keyword match types over time. Because I think one of the first episodes we did was about keyword match types because they're so important. But like you're saying, Chris, if you were to quiz even longtime Google Ads users who listen to the show, tell me about phrase match, tell me about broad match. The language that they would use would be so 2016, 2017. And even though it's really correct back then, it's just not correct.
Not at all.
Now.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I want to, we're going to go through these and what I'm going to do is we're just going to break down this help article that I came across today. And it had laid out broad, phrase, and exact match like I had never seen it before. And it had used graphics like I had never seen it before in terms of how much it matches to your search, to the searches you want to show up on. And then it uses different words about the meaning of keywords, how they define these match types that I've never seen before. So we're going to go through the main three, broad, phrase, exact, and define them as of 2021. And then we're going to go through each individual one. And there's some very important kind of like definitions as you get into each particular one. And Chris, what I'm going to do, I'm going to kind of just share this Google Ads help article with you and define it for our audience. And then I want to get your reaction and what you're seeing inside your own campaigns you manage. And if what you're seeing kind of matches up to these new definitions, your feedback, your reactions, what you think of them and how they're, you know, generally influencing our management. So this article is titled About Keyword Matching Options, and it is a Google Ads help article, and we will have a link to it. And so basically what they do is they have a graphic that shows broad match, phrase match, and exact match. And then they have a little graphic under that that ties the word loose matching with broad match, moderate matching with phrase match,
wow,
and tight matching with exact match. And the first thing to note is that broad match modifier is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
I know at some point in this year, they're going to stop serving them, and then they're going to be treated like expanded phrase match or something like that. I don't know the exact dates off the top of my head, but the point is you got to get away from them in your thinking. If you see them in your accounts, I still have them in some of my accounts. I don't know. Maybe we should start officially changing those over just for making our management more seamless and efficient, because they're gone. They're out of here in terms of the way Google looks at things.
I'm with Jason 2018, 2017, whenever it was, when you were fighting the old UI. You remember those days when you were like, I'm still using the old UI and I'm not going to, and you refused to use it.
Yeah, they would let you flip back and forth for a good like 6 months cemented the new
one. I'm in that mindset. I don't want to change, because I've sampled with that. I mean, the whole topic isn't modified broad, but we are talking about keyword mash types. And just my experience with moving from modified broad to something else, I have some of my campaigns that rely very heavily and for years have relied very heavily on modified broad match. And I tried shifting some of those. To my absolute shock, they just performed horribly.
I know you've always loved like a nice 2-3 word broad match modified, open enough to get a lot of volume,
but specific enough to get
closed enough to kind of protect the quality.
Yeah.
So you're saying that when you tried to use that approach with phrase match, at least in a couple campaigns, the results were a little bit different for you?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like maybe I had the keyword used Ford, whatever model, you know, F-150, you know, used Ford F-150. Maybe what I have to do with this is I have to go all the way to broad and do used Ford F-150 as a 3-word broad match, or I have to go to maybe used F-150 as a phrase match. But what I would prefer to do is do used with a plus and F-150 as a modified broad with a plus, and then the middle word says Ford. That's what I tended to prefer. I don't want to jump to either side because either side gives me too much of one thing or too little of one thing. That's what I preferred, and I've yet to make that jump to these new mash types because it upsets things enough that it, you know, I had to call an audible and kind of put them back in place.
Well, the clock is running out, though, Chris.
I know.
At some point, broad match modified, I don't know if it already is or it will be later this year, it will be treated as expanded phrase match, if I remember correctly. So we got to learn these new versions of the match type. And I think more important than learning like little examples like, oh, what search would I show up on for phrase match or exact match, that kind of thing like it used to be, I think the more important thing for serious Google Ads advertisers is trying to put yourself in Google's shoes and understanding their approach to keywords these days versus the old days. Because if you can kind of understand what they're doing and trying to accomplish, then I think that can help you manage your campaign the way you want to manage it using the tools that they give you. But you have to understand what kind of tools you have now. And I think the hardest thing for listeners of the show is going to be the tools have the same name, broad match, phrase match, exact match.
Right.
But the tools are different in 2021. So let's go through the definitions, get your reaction, and then we'll talk about exact phrase, and then at the end, broad, because there's some very interesting news there. So the way they define this, now listen to the words meaning and relate. So I'm going to work narrow to big here, Chris. Exact match. This is straight from Google. Exact match. Ads may show on searches that are the same meaning as your keyword.
Meaning.
Same meaning.
You can stop right there because that's such a big difference, because I think what Google has changed recently is that they rely a lot on their internal software having intelligence, right? And understanding meaning behind words. Before, words were words and it was very linear. You put this word in, you show up for those words. Now what's changed for me is, I mean, the very first thing that I see is meaning. And then the next thing is intent. Like, who's matching this? I mean, what's crazy is that, you know, how good is the software to match to the meaning and intent, because that's a very subjective understanding of what the meaning and intent of a couple words is. How well does the software interpret that? You know, how bad are you at understanding how the software is interpreting that?
So, Chris, what you're saying there about meaning and all the tools Google has available to use, I just want to show you like an example of what's going on here, because I've noticed this myself. Sometimes I'll be on a website or I'll be searching for information or something like that. And then when I go to Google and start searching for something else, the suggested searches that come up, suggested searches to type in, are related to whatever website I was on previously or whatever I was searching. So to give you an example, I just did this live while you were talking. I went to Google and I typed in the word define. And the suggested searches under there, not the history stuff, but like their actual, they say these are the suggested searches. Again, for everyone listening, not the history where it has the little clock graphic because that's stuff you did search, but like just the magnifying glass stuff, the stuff they're saying, we recommend this stuff, or these are the auto suggestions, whatever. I was seeing things like just, I can't remember them off the top of my head, but they were related to define and definition and dictionary and all that kind of stuff. Just totally like 2015 auto-suggested kind of things. Like, oh, I typed in define, Google showing me other ways people search for define, definition, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I went to Google. Then I reversed my search and I typed into Google. And I did this while you were talking. I did it real quick. I typed in the words, am I fat?
Mm-hmm.
Because in my search history, when I typed in define, one of the history things, it said define extreme obesity. And then the first organic link was paid search podcast about Jason Roth. No, I'm kidding. Chris, so I typed in, am I fat in Google and searched it,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, fine. I searched it. I gave Google some data. Then I went back to the search bar and I typed in define. And instead of seeing, and this again, I'm not talking about the history, I'm talking about the actual auto suggest whatever ones
right
below that. Instead of seeing define, definition, dictionary, whatever those generic ones were before I typed in a search of am I fat, now my auto suggested ones are define overweight, define fat,
wow,
define metabolism.
Wow.
So anyone doing this can go to Google, anyone, and they can type in define, and they might find that the auto suggest for define for them might have to do with their interest, stuff they've searched, websites they've been on. Maybe it won't, but maybe it will. And it's just, what does this have to do with exact match keywords? What does this have to do
everything
with Google Ads?
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. You get it.
Yeah.
Some people don't get it. You get it. You get it. Now, is there something in Google Ads help documentation that says, you know, we're going to show exact match keywords on different search queries depending on the user and what we know about them based on our intelligence, our artificial intelligence, our machine learning and all that? No, I bet you can't find that. Would I bet money that that's what's going on? No, I wouldn't bet money because I don't know. I don't know. But do I suspect those kind of things happen as this machine gets fed unimaginable amounts of data on a daily basis to become stronger and stronger and provide better and better results, whether that means auto suggest, whether that means organic listings, whether that means map listings, or whether that means more relevant ads to the person? That's the way I'm thinking in 2021. How does that sound to you, Chris?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it seems as if this is a surprise to managers, then they've been blind about what's happening with just Google.
Or they've been putting that confusion and anger somewhere else. They've been going, why is my exact match keyword not converting well? Why is this one getting so much volume? Well, you're not thinking about it the right way. You're thinking exact match still means quote unquote exact match in 2016. You're thinking exact match still means 2018. Oh, we opened it up a little bit, but we didn't really give the same kind of information we're giving you today with this help document. You need to be thinking exact match means 2021 exact match, and really try to forget the word exact match and just think about brackets and then think about their definition they're giving us. Ads may show on searches that are the same meaning as your keyword. And the word meaning, this is coming from me now, my thinking of meaning can be a synonym, whatever, a similar search. But I also am open to the possibility that it can mean more related to the users in some
intent
searches.
Intent.
Where Chris might do a search and his search query might trigger someone's ad for an exact match keyword. And my same query might not because of what Google knows about Chris. Now, again, I don't have any information about that. I don't know if that's the case, but that's the way I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm open to those possibilities when I manage a Google Ads campaign. It's not as bread and butter and as straightforward as little brackets and you're going to show up on this keyword anymore. You got to do some higher level thinking.
So tell me, the new Skaggers, which for those of you that don't know what a skag is a single keyword ad group. We used to make fun of relentlessly Skaggers, and we thought it was dumb to do that kind of thing. We never really believed in that whole kind of thing, to some people's dismay, and other people agreed with us. But Jason, the new Skaggers, are they people that artificially force the system to take into account keywords and words and do not want Google to use intent and meaning? What I mean by that is they take an exact match and they just start negativing out everything that does not match that exact match keyword. That sounds like the new Skagger.
I think they're all at rehab, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think the only way you can skag inside of Google Ads in 2021 is with some help from some substances that won't do good things for your life, because that's the only way you can handle the stress. And then when you do those kind of substances, your life falls apart. You have outbursts at your clients. You scream at your clients. You send text messages in all caps. What's more offensive than that? And you end up going to rehab because you can't handle life. And you have a substance abuse problem. And do I think every single Skagger has a substance abuse problem and has gone to rehab? Maybe not, but I think 99% of them have. Because 99%. How could you skag?
You just called out all Skaggers. That's hilarious.
I'm not calling anybody out. I'm not bullying anybody. I'm not telling anybody anything. No, Chris, I punch up. I don't punch down.
Right.
In 2016, and I was one. I was high and mighty as a Skagger, but I learned the better ways. And I punched up at them, and now it's not time to punch up anymore because they're at rehab.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to put the pieces back together. And
I love it. So you agree.
Get back into a new industry.
You agree that trying to
it's not worth my brain cells. If you skag in 2021, I mean,
no, I'm just saying the meaning
what
of
are you doing?
The meaning of skag now. Nobody does skagging anymore. Nobody does single keyword ad groups anymore. I mean, I look at a lot of accounts and I do a lot of audits.
Well, because they went to rehab
and they don't do it anymore.
Do you not think I'm wrong, Chris? This is why you don't see it when you do your consulting, because people who did those accounts are gone.
Yeah.
They're at rehab.
So the
and
new,
they're moving on to the next industry.
So the new drug, we don't have a name for it, but to use the old term, skagging. So it's taking and saying, no, I don't agree with Google matching to meaning or intent. Instead, what I do now is
what a stupid thing for some to come out of someone's mouth. Not you, Chris.
Right.
Please. Right. Let me clarify.
I know what you mean.
I'm not saying that you said this. You obviously are quoting people who try to do this now.
Yeah.
And you are a very low IQ and low EQ and low situationally aware person.
Wait.
If you say, I disagree with Google.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah.
What? You disagree with who? What? How's that going for you? You control freak.
How much
you're not in control.
How much is your stock worth?
You're not in control. Yeah. What? Wait. Are you the $1.5 trillion company?
Right.
Or are you worth nothing?
What did you build?
I disagree with Google. Can you imagine saying such a stupid thing? Can you imagine having an ego and thinking like a caveman that you're in control of the situation? Know your role.
Yeah.
Okay. I disagree with Google. Chris, I heard it from someone I was talking to this week. I'll take you one better than trying to do that with exact match keywords. They put in pure broad keywords. And then they told me with a straight face and a calm voice, Yeah, well, I do the broad match keywords, but then I add all the negative keywords I need to add to force it to show the searches that I want to show up
wow.
on.
Oh, wow. To force it. Okay, there you go. That's the new Skagger. That's it. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And you know what I did when they told me that with a straight face and a calm voice?
Yeah.
I bought some luxury outdoor furniture. Because I was like,
I'm going
to be able to make money for the rest of my life.
I'm going to be doing this forever. Like this. Yeah, if that's the way they're fighting their battles is by adding a billion negative keywords. Because that's funny that they would even say all the negative keywords I need to. Because that's you're going to be adding negative keywords forever. Because there's an infinite number.
You're never going to stop it. And again. I don't share what's in my brain a lot openly, but this is kind of a new outlook I have in Patreon. We'll talk about it, Chris.
Okay.
When I manage a Google Ads account, and this is why I'm the best on planet Earth, I don't just go, oh, I added my negative keywords. Now everything's going to be fine. I'm doing higher level thinking, and I'm thinking about things, again, from the other party's role. If someone comes in and blocks a bunch of searches, does that mean we open them up to another set of searches that we give the same level of relevance to that keyword that they just didn't show up on before because of volume or because of ad placements or bids or whatever? My point is, you can think you've blocked a bunch of negative keywords, but for many, many industries, probably most of them, I don't think you can really understand how many searches you could show up on that are defined as somewhat relevant in today's broad match. Because your budget really just caps you off a lot of times. And the more you block, I think the more you're just going to be open to show on other things sometimes. So, Chris, that's exact match and just some couple of examples there. The keyword they give is lawn mowing service, the keyword, lawn mowing service exact match. And they're saying a couple examples of what you could show up, again, which have the same meaning as your keyword. Couple searches, lawn mowing service. So lawn mowing service, you could show up on lawn mowing service. Perfect. Pure exact, the way it used to be. Great. But you could also show up on grass cutting service. And of course, you can show up on a lot of other things. You can look at your search terms report and kind of make the judgment calls for yourself and add negative keywords the way you need to add them. But those are just some examples they give. Now let's move on to phrase match, Chris. Ads may show on searches that include the meaning of your keyword. So let's slow down here. Exact match was searches that are the same meaning, as your keyword. Not the same search query as your keyword.
Right.
You can show up on those for sure, but you also show up on, this is exact match, that are the same meaning as your keyword. Now we move over to phrase match, and it's ads may show on searches that include the meaning of your keyword. So now you not only have to think about the meaning of your keyword and what kind of searches you could show up there, but you have to think about all the ways people could search that include the meaning of your keyword, but have other parts to their search. Kind of a new way to look at things. I haven't heard that language from Google before.
Yeah, no, definitely. This is an entirely different way of looking at what a search is, because it feels like, you know, when I first started, a word was a word and you just match words in a very analog way. Match and match, match and match. You just go along and start, you know, if you want to target red shoes, you do an exact match of red shoes and boom. And it was a very black and white world. Now, you know, we used to talk about close variance, right? You know, we used to be worried about close variance. I mean, this is a post-post. I feel like I need to add another post variant. Now we've gone past close variant. We're past that leniency in the keyword matching. Now we're to a point where they're looking at what's the meaning. We're accelerating exponentially at the depth of analysis that Google does with your keywords. And we have people out here that are arguing with me about, no, I like this keyword because it has, you know, this word in it. Yet the metrics may point to a different type of thing. The arbitrary arguments that you make for keywords now seems really silly because the keywords are just a door to an entire world of intent and meaning that you may not be able to understand how Google's interpreting that intent or meaning. Just by changing from shoes for tennis or tennis shoes, you know, there's Google's going to interpret the meaning and intent for those differently.
Now, there's a positive and a negative to all this. And the examples they give, I'm looking at their phrase match examples. They have the keyword lawn mowing service phrase match. And then they give the examples of what you could show up on with phrase match, which is they include the meaning of your keyword, and then it can have other stuff in the search, but they include the meaning of your keyword. The examples they give for lawn mowing service phrase match, lawn mowing service near me. Beautiful, classic phrase match kind of search. I want anything that includes lawn mowing service near me. Great. Hire company to mow lawn. Wow, that's awesome. I have a keyword lawn mowing service, and you're going to show me on hire company to mow lawn. That's the kind of person I want to show up on. That person's looking for exactly what I offer. Even if lawn mowing service phrase isn't in the search, now I get to show up on it because of this expanded phrase match that include the meaning. I love it. And then finally, landscaping service to cut grass. Well, I'm not a landscaping service. I'm a lawn mowing service. That's why I put in lawn mowing service as a keyword. Sometimes I get bad results from landscaping searches, but you know what? I love this one because it says landscaping service to cut grass. That's what I do. We cut the grass. Now that's the positive side of things. You get to show up on more. Google has more data. They're getting better and better about matching all these gazillion ways people search for things long tail. And now you're going to show up on them more because they're able to match that quality to the meaning of your keyword, which is great. But I think it's fair to say there's also going to be some more negative keywords you need to watch out for, or maybe some industries, there's not a lot of them. Maybe some there is, but the point is you're getting a good thing here. And I really believe that, Chris, when we went into this updated phrase match episode a few weeks ago, initially I was nervous, but then I was like, you know what? I like this because they're looking at the meaning. And if I get to show up on more long tail searches that match the meaning, I'm all for that because it's more inventory. And I've got more chances for my ad to show at the point I want to bid it at. But I'm aware that when you open things up like this, for some campaigns, you might not like the searches that you show up, that you're eligible to now show up on to some extent. And you have to look at your search terms report. Of course, now some people, maybe former skaggers who are out of rehab, are going to throw up their hands and go, yeah, but I'm only getting 60% of my search terms. Well, hey, you know what? This isn't your ball game. This isn't your home court. You're a guest in this platform, and it just is the way it is, and you got to know your role, and you just got to understand, like, all right, that's the way it is. Hey, guess what? I can do some good thinking. I can look at the bottom of my search terms report, and I can look at my filtered results for my search terms that I'm not getting data on and see what the cost per conversion and conversion rate is on those. And I can make some bidding decisions, but there's good, there's bad, and it's just all about handling it. So Chris, after we take a short break for Opteo, we're going to finish up with Broadmatch, because if you want to talk about new definitions of keywords and targeting, there's some very interesting information specifically about Broadmatch. And then we will go from there.
Opteo, as I told you at the top of the show, is the tool to help you get those mundane, routine tasks done efficiently and effectively. Did you leave the stove on before you left the house? In other words, did you accidentally... Yeah, is it? Yep, you're okay. Jason's okay because he has Opteo. He knows. Opteo's going to alert you if you accidentally left that, you know, $400... bid on one keyword. You know, the client said, blow it up, you know, get it big, and then you left it on, and suddenly, you know, there's an alert like, you know, wow, a whole lot more spend is happening on this keyword. That's the kind of thing you can be aware of about things like that, and also smaller things too. You know, details about keywords and ad copy and click-through rate and conversion rates and settings. Be sure and check it out at opteo.com/PSP2. And also, I want to alert all those out there that are super patrons. If you are part of the Super Patron team, Team Super Patron, be sure and mark your calendars. This Wednesday, we have our Super Patron Hangout. Details are there. And if you're not a Super Patron, be sure and join. $49 a month gets you access to my weekly videos with bonus videos and the Hangout, plus our after show, all for a very affordable price. So appreciate you guys supporting the show in that way.
Okay, thanks, Chris. And we're going to talk about broad match, but just to wrap up exact and phrase, and this is really the way to think about it. In that help document, they say ads for exact match, ads may show on searches that are the same meaning or same intent as the keyword. Of the three keyword matching options, exact match gives you the most control over who sees your ad. Then they talk about phrase match. Ads may show on searches that include the meaning of your keyword. The meaning of your keyword can be implied. And then they talk about phrase match is more flexible than exact match, but more targeted than the default broad match option. So that's the way you got to think about this. It's not so much like, let me think about the different examples. And then of those handful of examples, like tennis shoes and all that kind of stuff, I'm going to then put that thinking into my campaign and know that I'm going to show up on the same kinds of searches for my topic, exact and phrase, because I've seen the little graph that shows what you show up on with shoes searches and tennis shoes, because that's how we learned to do it in 2016. That ain't it anymore. Every industry, I think, is going to kind of be different. Every situation is going to be unique, and you need to really just understand exact match is as targeted as you can get. Phrase match is the middle. I know that's pretty open, but that's what it is. It's the middle between exact and broad. And then broad, of course, is more open. And you need to look at your search terms report and see what's happening in your individual account. That's just the way it's got to be these days. So, Chris.
Can I?
Broad match.
Can I share what shocked the heck out of me? Because this was new. On that Google Help doc, which will be in our show notes, right below their examples, those bullet points, you know what I'm going to. Those bullet points, I was like, whoa. Okay, so let's go through each of the bullet points. Number one, when they're deciding what to deliver as a relevant match, in other words, the search term.
Okay, well, hold on. We've got to define broad match, because this is for broad match. So phrase match and exact match had to do with the meaning of the keyword. Broad match is very simple, the definition. It says ads may show on searches that relate to your keyword. That's all they say. Searches that relate to your keyword. Now, the example they give, and they're being pretty honest here, lawn mowing service broad match keyword, you could show up on lawn aeration prices because it relates to your keyword. It relates to it. Now, is it relevant to your business and you making money and getting leads?
Wow, what a good difference.
That's one of my best ones. Just because it's related to your industry, it doesn't mean it's relevant to your campaign, your
that's
goals.
An episode. So an episode right there. That's good stuff. Write that down.
Ads may show on searches that relate to your keyword, broad match. Now, the question is, how do they determine what searches relate to your broad match keyword? And this is where Chris needed to go grab some medicine, like one of these skaggers, and calm himself down, because the guy got red. The guy got a little flustered there. I saw it happen on camera.
Ripped my shirt.
Are you
a little.
Okay? Did you grab some goldfish?
Yeah.
Get some tuna, get some water, your little lunch you eat every single day of your life.
Jason knows me too well. So the first one, and this is a shock. If this isn't a shock to you, then, you know, maybe you're ahead of the game, but it should be.
Hey, Chris, I know before we started this episode, you were like, why is he going to talk about keyword match types?
Right.
He's lazy. He didn't prepare for the show.
You're
He's big time. He thinks he doesn't need to prepare. Then you dug into it, and you honestly were shocked, weren't you?
I was. I was okay. Like, Jason,
I love the payoff.
Remembered.
I love the payoff. I knew these bullet points would be the meat of the show.
Yeah.
They would be the meat of the show.
I knew, I was like, Jason realized it's his week 30 minutes before, and he's like, we're going to talk about this this article. Here, read it ahead of time. I'm like, but no, you're right.
Nope.
Here we go.
This is some big stuff. So go ahead.
To help
how do you define what relates to your keyword?
So they're going
to
define what is a relevant match based on, and this one's not so shocking, the user's recent search activities. Okay? That, I've talked about on the show, totally understand that. If they're searching for...
Hold on. This shows what I was saying about auto-suggested searches was correct, because it's not about your keyword. It's not only about your keyword matches these searches in general. Listen to the words they're telling you. The user's recent search activities. That means you can have a broad match keyword. You can have two people doing the same search, and they might show your...
Oh my gosh, did you throw...
I don't want to hear it anymore. I can't take it, Chris.
I can't.
You know what I just heard in my head? I heard clients tell me, why don't I see my ad? Why don't I see my ad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because listen to Google. The user's recent search activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Usually throwing something calms me down, but right now it's just
did not help.
Me up.
You really went for it that time. Your arm, you might have thrown out your shoulder, old man. But
the user's recent search activities help determine whether or not a broad match keyword will show on someone's search. The user is independent to the user.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe that's why you don't see your ad. And maybe it's a good thing. I work virtually for clients all around the world. Call me if you need me. Because if we were in person, I might slap you. Call me if you need me, if you want that. But it's a good thing we're not in person, so I don't slap you. Because how many times do I have to say it? If you don't see your ad there, it does not matter. Your individual results don't matter. You don't matter. You're a peon. 5 years after you died, no one's gonna know about you. 200 years after all of us died, no one's gonna know about the famous person. What is the meaning of life? It's to make freaking money from getting great Google Ads results for people. That's what
we'll have to talk
I
about.
Think
that.
When I put my 2 feet on the floor every morning, that's what I'm here to do. It doesn't matter why we're all here. It doesn't matter the meaning of life. My meaning of my life is to do a great job for my clients and not slap them when they ask me this question for the 100th time. And I'm not talking about many clients asking me this question 100 times and each of them ask it once and then I clarify and then they never ask it again. I'm saying every person I talk to asks me 100 times. If you do 100 times the amount of people I work for, now we're in the thousands and tens of thousands. How many times can I answer that calmly? Well, the streak has... It keeps going because every time they ask me, I do answer it calmly. I do write out a crazy email text response, but you know what? Then I delete it before I send it and I write back something calm, cool, and collected, and I get out my emotions on the paid search podcast.
Wow. Okay. So number maybe we should go.
I got to get my pen.
Okay. Yeah, he actually threw that. The second one, the first one being the user's recent search activities. The second one being the content of the landing page. That's crazy. The content of your landing page. This is the first time I have seen this documented as far
welcome
as
to 2021, baby.
The relevancy,
it's about to get weird.
The relevancy
we
of
made
a keyword.
It through 2020. You thought 2020 was weird? It's only getting weirder. 2021. How crazy is this? How interesting is this? How much more fun did the game get? I love this stuff. You know, I love this. You got to think about all this.
You know what's crazy is broad match is the only one that has this trinity of relevancy where you put a broad
Hold on. That's the only one they're saying it about. Do I think this happens with Exact and Phrase? Maybe. I'm leaving it open to baby.
Okay, maybe. But it's the only one they're documenting. So it kind of confirms my love of broad match keywords lately. I've been using them a lot.
Maybe it explains why they've been performing better if you know what you're doing.
So the content on the landing page, and then third, this is outright blasphemy. I mean, it feels like we just had the Messiah come down, tell us basically like everything you're doing is wrong and this everything's different now. And
but we're all going to call it the same terms.
Yeah, and we're so it feels confusing. Like heresy. But the third one is other keywords in an ad group are a factor to better understand that keyword's intent. I mean,
hold on, Chris. Pregnant pause, please. Read it again and then pause. You got to. Do you not do a podcast for a living? Come on, this is good stuff. I need a pregnant pause there.
That's
huge. I need a.
That's so.
Read it again and give us a pregnant pause.
Other keywords in an ad group to better understand keyword intent.
No, okay. Let's go back and do it one more time. I love being a director, Chris. Gosh. Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Chris. Yeah. You depend your livelihood. You're just an actor. Don't forget that. You're just an actor. I'm a director. Uh-huh. I have relationships with the producers. The producers have the money. The money flows from the producers to you and makes, that's how you get your nice house in Malibu. But guess what? For you to get the money from the producers and investors in these projects, these films, it goes through me, okay? I'm the director that hires you. So when I say, hey.
Yes, sir.
When I say we need it one more time, maybe it's because I'm trying to help you. Maybe it's because I'm trying to make a great film here. Not a movie. Okay. A film. I'm not talking about streaming. I'm talking about a cinematic experience, a film. And maybe I know what I'm doing after 100 films and $3.2 billion at the box office. Maybe that's why the people that you get money from, the investors and producers,
did you drink?
Go through me.
You are role playing.
They go through
so
me
so hard
because I know what I'm doing. Now, what you did, and I'm surprised you made this mistake as an experienced actor, and it was maybe a little passive aggressive. You put in the shock factor while you were reading it, like you had already read it before.
Oh.
And what the audience needs to see is how shocking this truly is to you and I as experienced Google Ads managers.
Gotcha.
So you need to read it like it's normal, and then you need to process what that information means. And that's where you can't speak and you have a pregnant pause because you've never seen this before, because this is so shocking to everything you thought you knew about your career and your profession. And that's where the pregnant pause ends. So I need you to read it like normal, like you're reading anything else. For the first time, you're just reading it, taking information. Yeah. Then you have the pregnant pause. Here we, hold on.
Oh.
Action.
Let's see here. Number three. Other keywords in an ad group to better understand keyword intent.
Is one of the cameramen trying to make $5,000, 5,000 whole dollars? Which I could give an S about.
That was good.
And record a great film director having a breakup because his actor keeps doing a passive aggressive thing. Are you trying to get me to blow up so you can get a little commission off that little TMZ, that TMZ clip that the cameraman? Oh, I mean, stop, Chris. Do it right.
Yes, sir.
And so we can move on. Hold on. Maybe you don't know about money because all of a sudden you just got casted in a sitcom. And next thing you knew, they were putting you in movies because of your good looks. And now all of a sudden you live in a 8,000 square foot house in Malibu. Maybe you don't know why that happens and you have to deal with that meaninglessness in life every day.
Do we have a word count maximum?
But you need to do this right because the way you get paid is we have a business to run here. We can't do this all day because this costs money. We're losing sunlight, okay?
Yeah, we're losing
sunlight.
It's your fault.
It's not, no. Anyone, honestly, Chris, anyone listening to this would truly know it's your fault because all I'm doing is asking you to read one sentence and put a pregnant pause in that. That's all you have to do. Okay. And if you can't do that,
I'll do it.
You have to question yourself. I know you can. No, let me take the reverse tack. Good cop, bad cop. Good cop, bad cop.
I don't need that. I understand. Chris, you have made the point.
You have
a Tony
when you were on Broadway. You have an Emmy from your sitcom days.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get you that Oscar, okay? Now, read this sentence and we can get you that Oscar because I know you deserve it. I know you have the talent. Read the sentence and give me a pregnant pause.
Other keywords in an ad group to better understand keyword intent.
All right, I think that's the best we're going to get out of him today. He'll go back to his little mansion.
That's it.
Well, he'll remember why he's there, and he'll come back tomorrow. So, Chris,
we'll talk to you guys in Patreon.